So we'll start with the motor neuron disease. And motor neuron disease, the hallmark is that you have an involvement of the anterior horn cells, whether it's an infectious or degeneration. Sometimes, on top of that, you may have involvement in the corticospinal tract. And that's typically in the degenerative cases, and which is ALS, obviously, Lou Gehrig's disease. And that's why we have in ALS upper and lower motor neuron symptoms. But in any type of motor neuron disease, the anterior horn cells are or must be involved and affected. it's very important to keep in mind that the sensation is normal. Fasciculations are extremely important in motor neuron disease. Fasciculations are a feature of any lower motor neuron disorder. So you can see it with neuropathy, myopathy, and radiculopathy. However, it's mostly prominent in motor neuron disease. So in exam, if you see someone talk about fasciculations, keep in mind things like ALS or polio or anterior horn cell disorders as very likely possibility. Now, if they're referring to tongue fasciculation specifically, then they're certainly referring to ALS. all motor neuron disease don't have any effective treatment. One thing to keep in mind when we're testing, when doing the nerve conduction study in EMG, again, as we said, this is the most important test that you do to evaluate the peripheral nervous system. In motor neuron disease, nerve conduction study will be normal. Again, not absolutely, but largely speaking, we can say it will be normal. It's the needle electromyography that will show you some denervation features and some fasciculation potentials.